USC political science expert Ange Marie Hancock says thanks to the entertainment industry, some of the wealthiest African Americans live right here in Los Angeles.
LA County, because of the entertainment industry, does have a higher percentage of African Americans who are at that top tier, that top 1% of earners, compared to other places like PG County in Maryland or DeKalb County in Georgia. And so the resources are there. It's a matter of getting those resources leveraged in the right way to target the issues.
She says a lack of jobs and a strong school system makes it more likely that students will drop out and ultimately end up in jail. Zero tolerance for any disruption in class means a lot of students have been kicked out of schools.
So instead of actually keeping kids in school and giving them detention now, we're suspending them out of school, which makes them more vulnerable and more likely to participate in things that will lead to participation in the criminal justice system, like gangs and other things. And so even though the policy for zero tolerance had a good intention, it had this unintended consequence that ends up targeting specifically Black and Latino youth and some Asian groups.
The Liberty Hill Foundation says if we can create good jobs with livable wages and keep kids in school, then we can have healthy Black communities. I'm Kenneth Pickens for Annenberg Radio News.